It's 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's go to Cape Town now, where firefighters are still battling that blaze. It's brought a lot of destruction to the University of Cape Town. A student residence was on fire. We know two floors were destroyed at the Jaggers Library. That contains many special collections, historic manuscripts and artifacts. At least 4,000 students had to be evacuated from the university after the fire reached the campus. And we now understand overnight yet another firefighter has been injured. Charlotte Kilbane has been watching this story, and is, of course, the Eyewitness News Cape Town editor, and joins us now on the line. Charlotte, it's been I'm sure you have had very little sleep.
Yes, although I can hardly complain, Bongani, because fire crews who've been fighting this fire have been out literally since yesterday. And they are just in a situation where they're like fast bait until 9 o'clock when the fresh crews come in. Yeah. So they're the ones doing the real hard work, I think.
All right. What's the latest you have? As I say, overnight we understand another firefighter injured.
Yes, that's correct. Another firefighter injured, bringing the total number to 4. But really, in terms of the fire front, the big news overnight was that at around about 1 o'clock this morning, the wind picked up, and we in Cape Town are always at the mercy of the weather, and the firefighters are most decidedly always at the mercy of the weather. So that wind picking up was not a good thing at all. The southeastern are absolutely pumping. It's just howling all around the city bowl, and that has pushed the fire around the mountain. There have now been evacuations in Vredehoek, which is kind of on the top slopes of the city bowl, or at least the bottom slopes, sorry, of the city bowl. So those top roads over there, some of them are being evacuated. There are no buildings under threat in that area as yet. It's a precautionary measure. And, you know, residents, they're actually quite used to it. People have go bags packed and ready to go because this is part of living in Cape Town.
Do we know, Charlotte, how the fire started?
So at the moment, what the fire services in Cape Town are saying is that because the fire started on Table Mountain National Park land, because the roadsmen, the fire that started roadsmen, have started just above Philip Khosana Drive, which is a Table Mountain National Park piece of land. So Table Mountain National Parks will have to investigate what the cause was. We did hear late last night, that there was a separate fire that started on Devil's Peak, and Philip Prince, who is the fire chief from Table Mountain National Parks, was saying he was pretty sure it was deliberately started. Now, whether that means it was arson or whether it was perhaps somebody who had started a fire to cook or, you know, provide light or whatever, and that got out of control, we're not quite sure. Yeah. But I think their biggest concern at the moment is just getting this contained again, getting it under control again, and you know, the causes they'll kind of deal with in the days and weeks to come.
Right, the need of the hour, obviously, is to assist those UCT students. I'm seeing corporates, NPOs, lots of people coming on board to lend a hand.
Yeah, I mean, there's 4,000 young people who were affected, who had to be evacuated very suddenly yesterday, and really not the way any student would expect to be spending a Sunday afternoon, being told, grab what you can, get on a bus, and just, we're taking you somewhere out of the smoke. So they've been accommodated in hotels for the most part, and also Cape Townians kind of opening their homes to some of those students. The gift of the givers is feeding them, and also, of course, the firefighters, because this is, as I said, this is part of living in Cape Town, and I think all Cape Townians kind of have a little stash of eye drops and water and protein bars that they can drop off when these big fires hit.
Yeah.
So those are kind of going to the fire station to help the firefighters, because those fire crews really have been working incredibly hard, and it's rough work. Yeah. And thank God for them.
Can imagine. Charlotte Kilburn, thank you for that update. Eyewitness News Cape Town editor there on the line. We'll keep an eye on that story. If you're a parent, if you've got a loved one, a student in your family at UCT, let us know what you are hearing. And of course, stay listening for the latest updates throughout the show, throughout the morning, throughout the day.